Just
thank you. Okay, so I'm from the Massachusetts Department of Labor, and we operate what's called the lead poisoning registry, where we get blood-related reports for adults. What I want to talk about are a few subjects. I'm going to talk about ceramic studios where kids go and paint them, and then they get fired. Give you a little bit of intro on what the health effects of lead are, some anecdotes that we've seen of children and adults being overexposed to lead at these places, and what's being done, you might say, about that, as far as studies go, as far as outreach to prevent this sort of thing. Now, I'm looking around the room here, and I see people that probably have or have had children in elementary school, and that's kind of the age group where that kids go to these studios. They've become very popular in the last several years. A piece of ceramics is fired in a preliminary way, then the kids or an adults, for in some instances, paint them to whatever design they like. Then the studio takes it and puts a glaze on it, dips it in a glaze, and then refires it. As you can see from the picture, this is kind of a typical scene of what goes on. Kids have parties there, workshops, field trips. Even sometimes employee groups from an employer will have fun there. The work gets done in two different rooms usually. One is where the customers are, where you see in this picture, and then the pottery gets dipped in a different room in a glaze and then fired. Now there are all sorts of glazes. You don't have to use lead. There's iron, calcium, and so forth. Lead is one of several very nasty, toxic glazes that can and sometimes are used. Health effects of lead. I'm not sure what the audience here is, but lead can affect just about every organ system in the body. Can have very severe short-term effects, stomach ache, headache, irritability, coma, and death in very, very extreme cases. But more likely you see long-term effects on the nervous system, kidney damage, and lead has in the last several years been found to be a likely carcinogen as well. Now, in the last few years, there has been a good deal of, in pockets, you could say, some publicity and concern about the issue. This is from a report on a TV station in Connecticut, where they went around in response to what they heard from the Connecticut Health Department. They went around and they took samples of dust in the areas where customers paint the pottery, and brought them to a lab and found, lo and behold, that there were very high lead levels in the dust where the children are playing. And if you can't read that, that's because that's to give me a break. Okay. Another instance of public concern. This is a memo sent out by a principal of a middle school telling the parents, we understand that there's lead in the glaze and in the contaminant and the dust and so forth in our middle school art room. And we're investigating. We're going to be cleaning it up. Here we have a study done. Well, actually, it's two studies. A, B, and C columns are different studios, three different studios you know, the kind that we're talking about, done by a couple of researchers. And D is from my department. Some of our industrial hygiene consultants went to one of these studios and took surface dust samples. Therein, the usual way we measure surface lead is in micrograms per square foot. And just to give you a little bit of context, the EPA and HUD say if you exceed 40 micrograms per square foot, that's bad news. All right. So here you can see on the customer tables, on the floor in the customer areas, pretty elevated lead levels here, up to almost 400 micrograms. But where we really see some of the astronomical levels are in the workroom, where the pieces get dipped, up to 1,500 on a dipping area surface. On the floor, nearly a gram, 0.8 grams per square foot. But even here we have miscellaneous areas, and even on employees' hands, it took it, and they got 450. So this stuff, it dries, and then it just scatters everywhere. These are the two studies that were done. Now, there is some work being done to alert the public about this. There are my department in Connecticut and California as well have fact sheets, alerts, telling the public and the ceramic studios to get rid of their lead. Here's an example of Department of Public Health in Connecticut with an alert being sent around. My department has done something similar less than a year ago. There's also legal action that has been taken. In Massachusetts, it is illegal to apply glazes to anything that you're going to use for food, but it's been essentially not unenforced. I don't know of any case until this particular one. This occurred, I believe, about 2 years ago. An adult who owns and works in their place, as well as a child who spent a good deal of there. I believe it was the son or daughter of that employee, of that owner who worked there, both having elevated lead levels. And this something similar also happened in California and Connecticut as well. So the health department went to the manufacturer of the glaze, which is in Massachusetts, as well as the ceramic studio where the child and the adult were poisoned, and issued a cease and desist, said get rid of your lead in the studio, and told the glaze manufacturer, you cannot be selling, either you can't sell these glaze to these places, or wherever you do sell it, you have to make it clear that these glazes cannot be applied to anything that's put on food. That's really a repetition. Okay.
Our next esteemed speaker will be Diana D.